Buckle up for sunshine and dry conditions all week long. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Good morning and welcome to the morning podcast on Monday, the 14th of June, 2021. It is Flag Day. I'm Andy Eubank, Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's weather, which is sunny and dry all week. And a look at the markets as well. A big sell-off on Friday. Analysis on the way with Bob Utterback. Coming up in the news, Waters of the U.S., a rewrite, and it's concerning. And a big event in Indianapolis for Indiana Ag this week. Eric Pfeiffer with that as the news begins right now here on HAT.
Monumental Marketplace happening Friday and a rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. I'm Eric Pfeiffer and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by Country Mark and its member cooperatives, your best source for quality biodiesel and ethanol blended fuels. On Friday, June 18th, farmers, artisans, agricultural partners, and Indiana-based businesses will be returning to Monument Circle for Indiana Grown's fourth annual Monumental Marketplace. This one-day event will feature everything from locally grown food and drinks to homemade wares and food trucks. Indiana State Department of Agriculture Director Bruce Kettler explains.
We'll have about 80 or so vendors and people, Indiana Grown members, that will be there. They'll have tents or tables and kind of talking about their products and that they produce, make, grow in Indiana, if you will. And it's really a good opportunity for our Indiana Grown members to be able to just kind of connect with people that maybe they don't always get to. Similar, I would say, the look and feel to a degree is maybe like a lot of people would see from a farmer's market. But it's just really kind of neat to be able to do it on the circle.
Kettler adds that this is an opportunity for Indiana Grown members to educate the public as well.
Not only what you're doing, if you're growing a product or producing and making a product, but maybe help them understand what goes into that. The need that you have to be able to, if, let's say, for example, if you're growing a specialty crop, what does it take to grow that crop? How do you go about marketing it? How do you go about, making sure that you've got a safe product? And so there is an educational component as well.
New this year is a beer garden for those 21 and over. Monumental Marketplace will take place on Monument Circle in downtown Indianapolis from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday. The event is free to attend. The Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers has announced intent to repeal and replace the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, and that has the nation's largest farm organization concerned. Andy Eubank reports.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says the intent to rewrite the rule is a blow to agriculture. Don Parrish, AFBF Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, is concerned about the focus of the rewrite.
There's a little bit of confusion about exactly what EPA is proposing here, but they are definitely saying that they are going to repeal and replace. They're focused on ephemeral features and adjacent wetlands. What they're going to do is probably take a significant step back from the clarity that the Navigable Waters Protection Rule provides.
Parrish says the concern is returning to burdensome and unclear regulations.
When you start talking about ephemeral features, features that are ditches or even less than ditches, they only have water in them when it rains. All of a sudden, you're really kind of glossing over the fact that you're regulating land use as opposed to water. If that's their target, the whole issue of where water ends and land begins, there's a real question mark on the landscape. And it's going to create all kinds of issues.
And Parrish adds the issue is whether the rule protects water or regulates land use.
I don't know where this is going, but it is clearly going to be a really detailed and a really significant fight. And I need farmers and ranchers to understand that this is not a fight about protecting water quality, because the Navigable Waters Protection Rule does that.
Parrish specifies this is a fight over land use. I'm Andy Eubank.
Thanks, Andy. These stories and more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, the largest Ohio-based independent seed company and the Eastern Corn Belt's fastest-growing independent seed company. Visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com for more information. I have nothing but sunshine and blue sky in the forecast for most of this week. Fairly easy forecast, at least Monday through Friday, with the sunshine dominating. Temperatures normal to above normal beginning to end. Now, are we concerned about well above normal and hot temperatures? No, at this point we are not. However, late in the week, Friday into the weekend, we may see some of that heat start to build. Now, as the heat tries to come in, we are going to keep the door open to a little bit of scattered shower and thunderstorm action. My thought is overnight Friday night into Saturday. Some models are trying to pull that forward into Friday proper. So right now, again, we are deviating from that, calling for a dry forecast through Friday, but we may have to make some adjustments based on data as we get closer to it. Then we see temperatures pull back for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, normal to maybe even slightly below normal. And we do see a very active precipitation track developing across southern Indiana, starting Sunday morning to midday and going right on into early Monday morning. We'll see showers and thunderstorms bringing a quarter to 1 inch from I-70 southward. Then overnight Monday night into next Tuesday, so the 21st into the 22nd, nice rains statewide. Another quarter to 1 inch with 80% coverage across the state. From Wednesday forward, we are looking at a mostly sunny sky, but also cooler weather coming in. Canadian high pressure slowly sagging in over the upper Midwest and coming into the Great Lakes region as well. So I do think that we will be pleasant as we move through the middle part of next week. But that's going to be just a blip here overall. After about 3 days of that cooler temperature, we're going to be ramping right back up as we finish out the month of June. I'm expecting us to be rather hot once again. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Big time sell-off on Friday. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and the review is brought to you by Co-Alliance Cooperative, your local agriculture and energy partner for nearly a century. We sold off in corn and soybeans, double-digit losses. Wheat followed a little bit lower. On the Hat Market Review, Bob Utterback is here from Utterback Marketing Services. I chatted with Bob right at the end of Friday trade about another volatile week.
Well, I think first go back to the reports. The corn number was obviously the more positive of the situations. Actually, I would consider a bullish surprise because they reduced carryover to 110, and most people going in would think it was going to be plus 120. So it was over 100 million bushels they saw increase in usage, whereas the bean carryover went up 15. And so the feeling going forward was corn was going, and corn is more of responsive to dry weather in the northern corn belt. The long-term weather models came out Thursday, which were supportive, and so that's why the market bounced. But as you said, the rain came into some of the parched area, but still the weather forecasts are for the dryness in the Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Iowa, and even the Clover to Michigan, northern part of the corn belt. So I think the high corn yields are in jeopardy. But the end of the report, acreage report in this month, should show increased acres, but those acres increase are going to be in the western area. So the market's still going to have a lot of volatility, a lot of activity. Some technical people will be looking at this as a double top failure and break, and other people will be still saying that there's still one more leg up. But I would argue the corn market between around the pollination time period between the 4th of July to maybe mid-July should be, if we can't make some new highs in that time period, you could say the summer highs are in for the corn market, whereas the bean market could still go to the August, but with the carryover number increasing a little, the pressure now is on the bull to prove his case. Up to now, he's been getting on the demand. Now supply is going to have to contract with lower yields to drive it higher. I would continue to suggest these are great opportunities to start selling 2022 corn at 525 or better on the decent 22 corn, and no 22 beans at 13 or better. I've been concentrating some long-term hedges in place for 22, actually before I sell the 21 crop. But I've got guys telling me that at $6 corn, and with decent yields here in Indiana, Illinois, that you know they're making some very serious dollars at these $6 plus levels, which I think you should probably be at least 50% sold on the 21 crop and both corn and beans. So in conclusion, next week is all going to be all about weather And if the dry forecast come back, it'll, I think, erase what we've lost here on Friday. But I don't think we'll explode until we get into the 1st of July. And so volatility is not gone. It's just put on hold here for a couple of days.
Bob, we have not spoken about the livestock markets in a while. Anything of note there as we look at yet another up and down week in both cattle and hogs?
Well, and I think if you look at cattle long term, I think some of the cattle projection numbers suggest the cattle numbers in the third and fourth quarter are going to start to decline, reflecting the lower profitabilities earlier. And that speaks long term for cattle prices, activity increasing. But I think the hog market has, the Chinese have basically stopped buying so aggressively in the hog market nearby because they've been building their herds. So I would argue that the hog market has probably made its highs. And seasonally, we do stay firm into the June time period. But overall, I still would be wanting to look at that July 22 corn, July 22 hogs. Here, you know, at $96 between here and $100, I think you'd be doing some long-term hedging in hogs. Still being holding the rein in cattle and looking for higher prices in third and fourth quarter. So that's, you know, as the economy opens up. Now, the problem is it's really difficult to project is what kind of sticker shock, because we're already seeing the supply channel changes really having a lot of problems with the meat. This is causing the retail price to be very, very high. And there'll be some consumer resistance. And the question will be, when, you know, I think we all know when prices go up, it's easy to go up, but it's hard for the retailers don't like to bring the prices back down. How fast will the market decline, and how will demand react here in the third and fourth quarter? That's going to be the thing for cattle is, will we continue as when the hog numbers, cattle numbers slide and it's already high retail prices, how can cattle prices go a lot higher? And there's a real battle going on in the cattle sector between the live cattle producers' price, which is relatively discounted, to the packer margin, which has been very, very high. And it's causing a lot of dissension between the packer and the producer. And I think that battle will continue in the future.
Bob Utterback at Utterback Marketing Services, 800-832-1488. Here's the final damage on Friday. July corn, 684.5, losing 14.5 cents. D's down to 609.75, 6.75 lower. And in beans, it was 35.5 cents off July contract, 1508.5. Novi ended at 1438.75, down almost 21 cents. July wheat, 3 cents lower, 680.75. Livestock went mixed. August, live cattle, 120.02, up $1.47. And July lean hogs, $1.35 lower at $119.97. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.